welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Blog Movie Review Edition. This one is about two movies, actually, that you wouldn't think are related, but I saw a connection anyway. They're connected at the heart. The theme we saw in their commonality was, home is where the heart is. The first film, 65, which is showing in theaters, is about our Earth 65 million years ago, populated only by dinosaurs. That is, until an alien spaceship crashes on it. You see, there are beings already skilled in interplanetary travel at this time, and they look and sound like you and me. After crashing amidst Earth's killer dinosaurs, two surviving aliens, an adult male and a little girl, must cooperate with each other to ensure their survival. But the clock is ticking. If they don't get eaten first, they risk being destroyed with the dinosaurs by the incoming doomsday asteroid ultimately responsible for the dinosaur extinction. They must make it back to the mothership they crashed with and get one of the escape pods working so that they can make it back to their home planet. The trait that makes these two aliens so relatable to us is their constant care for each other. They save each other's lives throughout the journey we take with them. Without that relationship, while on this Earth, the world is just another alien planet in another science fiction movie. The second movie our family saw later at home, which by comparison makes 65 seem like more than just another science fiction movie, is Fiddler on the Roof, believe it or not. This 1972 Academy Award-winning film is about a Jewish family steeped in the traditions of their faith. They're among a community of other families, making their homes in a town just outside Tsarist Russia. The parents of this family, Tevye and Goldie, have five daughters whom, by tradition, they hope their matchmaker will set up with husbands, ensuring nice, comfortable futures for them. Tevye revels in these traditions, but tradition makes this Jewish community stand out like aliens in the eyes of the Tsarists in power. By the end of the film, these aliens are forced to leave their homes and live with distant relatives in other parts of planet Earth. By this point, three of Tevye's daughters have married men who, one by one, alienate themselves from Tevye by breaking with his homey traditions. One is a tailor, whom Sisal chose for herself without a matchmaker. One is a freedom fighter Hodel vows to support as he battles her people's oppressors. And one is a Christian whose brave breaking with Tsarist prejudice in order to love her makes Chava fall in love with him. Bit by bit, Tevye lets love conquer his worship of tradition. The film concludes with Tevye, Golda, and their three remaining daughters, and all their neighbors, packing up and leaving the town that they had all made their home. As these alienated people cross the bridge that had connected them to the rest of the world, they leave behind a ghost town that now looks like the alien and inhospitable planet on which that spaceship crash-landed in the movie 65. The survivors of both these films send their audiences back home to the point on which Christ built his earthly ministry. God's kingdom is not of this alien world, but among families that love God by loving each other. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.